Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, a technology show discussed in plain English and with none of that confusing technical jargon. Honest. Sure, we cover tech topics like computers and great websites and televisions, phones, and cameras, but it's all in a language you can understand, even if you think a BlackBerry is only a fruit and not a pocket-sized email device and phone. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft Hardware, including their award-winning line of wireless mice and keyboards and their LifeCam web cameras that let you chat with voice and video with friends and family around the world for free over the internet. That's Microsoft Hardware. So on today's Tech Talk, it's time to get your game on. Believe it or not, the video game industry is a $12 billion a year business, which rivals Hollywood box office receipts. It's a time when video games are getting front page attention on the nation's top newspapers whenever there's a high profile game coming out, not unlike a huge film premiere like a new Star Wars flick or a new Spider-Man sequel, to stick with the movie comparison. In fact, last Tuesday, September 25th, Halo 3 launched for the Xbox 360, a sequel to the mega-popular sci-fi action series that has also spawned comic books, action figures, novels, and a top-secret project with Lord of the Rings director Peter Jackson. And so on today's show, it's all about video games, also known as interactive entertainment, for obvious reasons. So in a few minutes, we'll be joined by Ryan Biden from Microsoft to chat with us about how much the Halo 3 game actually made on Tuesday when it debuted. And you won't believe it. And why all the hype for this game? More importantly, what's the big deal about the Halo universe? Ryan will also help me answer your calls about which video game system is for you and your family between the Xbox 360 from Microsoft, the PlayStation 3 from Sony, the Nintendo Wii, how to tell if a video game is appropriate for your kids or grandkids, or please feel free to call me up and tell me what game you're most looking forward to and why, now that Halo 3 has been out. Or if you want to share with me what your favorite game is of all time, I don't care if it's Pac-Man or Tetris or Pong or Space Invaders, let me know. I'd love to hear what, some of your favorite moments, whether it's pumping quarters into a coin-operated machine or playing a game on your television at home or on a computer. You know, I recently asked Tiger Woods this question, and his favorite video game, he said, is Madden NFL Football from EA Sports. Loves football games and, of course, his own golf game, but of course he's going to say that. So speaking of games, I have some terrific video games to give away as prizes today, which include a copy of Halo 3 for the Xbox 360. This is the game everyone is talking about, valued at $70, as well as other Xbox 360 games and some Windows games, too. I'll tell you how we'll give away these games in a moment, but feel free to call in now with your questions or comments on video games. And it's a free-for-all. Anything about the theme, video games, is great. And we'll be joined by Microsoft's Ryan Biden in a few minutes. Perhaps you want to ask him, you know, what's coming out for the Xbox 360 in case you're still on the fence as to which video game system to buy for you and your family. Here's your chance to get right to the source. To call into News Talk 1010 CFRB, you know the numbers, 416-872-1010. Outside of the Toronto area, 1-800-561-CFRB. Or star 8255, that's Star Talk, a free call on your cell phone. Okay, here's what we're going to do for prizes. Christmas comes early this year. We've got three copies of Xbox 360 games and three copies of games for Windows. So you need to tell me, or rather our screener, Dwayne Bishop, by the way, who's performing two jobs today. He's our tech op as well as our screener. So go be extra nice to him when you call in today, will you? Thanks, Dwayne, by the way, buddy. Be sure to tell Dwayne if you've got an Xbox 360 or plan on getting one, or if you have a personal computer that runs Windows, because we'll try not to give away a copy of an Xbox game for someone who doesn't have it yet. But, you know, it is first come, first serve. You know the drill on Tech Talk. So here's what we're going to do. Six games to give away. I think it's fair that we say every other caller is going to win a game. Every other caller will win a video game today on Tech Talk. And the last game, the last giveaway, of course, will be Halo 3. I got to save that for the end. But we also have Project Gotham Racing 4 for the Xbox 360, a brand new racing game, as well as Blue Dragon. We'll hear a bit about that from Ryan. And then for the Windows-based computers, we've got a copy of Halo 2, Zoo Tycoon, which is a really fun zoo management game, and Flight Simulator X. This is the last flight sim with photorealistic graphics and authentic handling and thousands of airports to fly to and from. So just tell our screener, Dwayne, if you've got an Xbox 360 or a Windows-based PC, every other caller, beginning with the first caller, is going to win a game. I'm going to give them out sort of randomly and leaving Halo 3 towards the end. But I might ask you on the air what console you've got. But please tell Dwayne if you can. All right, so games is our theme today. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255 on your cell phone. Hey, I want to just say for everybody that's this weekend been going to the, if you're at the CIBC Run for the Cure, great job. I just got a voicemail from my mom who's doing it today. I know Christina Chernesky is going to be calling in live with some updates throughout this hour as well. I'm very proud of everybody doing this, whether you're walking or running. My mom's doing the 5K walk today. I'm very proud of you, honey. That's her name, by the way, honey. That's my mom's name. I'm very proud of you. So everybody who's doing it, I know a bunch of you have radios with you to keep yourself entertained today. I'm sure you're tuned into News Talk 1010. And just, hey, way to go. That's great stuff. And my wife, Kelly, did that weekend to end breast cancer a few weeks ago. So this is just great. Great news. All right. So while the lines are lighting up, I usually talk a bit about what I did this week, any cool products I played around with. And I was actually in New York City at a convention called Digital Life. And then I also went to the launch of something called Esquire North. I'll tell you a bit about that later this hour. But at Digital Life, some really cool stuff I played around with. One was a new all-in-one PC from Gateway. And an all-in-one PC looks like a computer monitor, but it's actually the computer in it as well. And it comes with a wireless mouse and keyboard. And the idea is that this Gateway One, as it's called, is ideal for the main living areas of the home, like on a kitchen counter, maybe in a family room. It's got a beautiful, sleek black and white design, a wireless mouse and keyboard, only one cable coming out of it. So it's very clean, plugs into the wall, and then you can connect things if you like a printer and things like that, to this little brick that sits on the floor. But coming out of the computer is one single cable. It's got these like hidden speakers. Very cool PC called the Gateway One. It starts at about $1,299, and you can go to Best Buy or Gateway.com to learn more about that. I also saw a new TV from Panasonic, a 42-inch plasma called the PX77. Gorgeous. High-definition plasma TV that's perfect for sports fans and video gamers because it handles motion very smoothly. And Panasonic's got the best black in the business, about 10,000-to-1 contrast ratio. So you want to put it in a room with not a lot of light because you want those deep blacks for movies and games. It's got a little memory card slot on the side, an SD card slot, so you show photos to your friends and family. Just a gorgeous TV. It's about $1,800. Panasonic does have a cheaper 42-inch plasma, but this PX77 is what's called 1080p. So very, very high-resolution graphics. They look great. So very high-resolution. 42-inch plasma from Panasonic. Very cool. What else did I see? A game from THQ called MX versus ATV Untamed, a new racing game. Looks awesome. And a little thing called the Eyeclops from Jax. This is like a little eyeball that you put on top of anything, your hand, a dollar bill, an insect, and it magnifies it up to 200 times on a TV. Very cool. $49 for the Jax Eyeclops. Anyway, some cool things that I saw at Digital Life. I'll tell you about some more of them throughout this hour. We got to take a short break. When we return, we're going to start going to the lines, giving away video games, and we're going to chat with Ryan Biden soon from Microsoft. But for now, the time is 12:17. Let's head on over to the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Welcome back to Tech Talk. Whoa, look at that. Nice, a little Pac-Man action. Thanks, Dwayne. Hey, you know, get your game on today because from now till 1 p.m. we're chatting about the video game industry. You know, TV viewership is down because more people are spending time on the internet and playing video games. And if you've ever sat in front of a game today, you'll know exactly why. It's so immersive. We're talking photorealistic graphics, you know, surround sound, audio, not unlike a Hollywood movie. And, you know, increasingly more mature storylines, not the trite sort of, you know, cookie cutter plot lines, but now starting to get really deep with thousands of lines of dialogue. It's no wonder why video games are becoming, you know, the fastest growing entertainment medium on the planet. We are talking about games today with Ryan Biden from Microsoft. Welcome to the show, Ryan.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
He is one tired man because, as I told you at the beginning of the show, a little old video game called Halo 3 came out on Tuesday the 25th. And I know Ryan's been busy because I've been hearing him all over the radio, seeing him all over the TV, you know, seeing your quotes and articles. So I teased our listeners about how well the game did, but I didn't really divulge the information. Before we go to the lines, start giving away some games, and I'll clarify which ones those are in a moment. Let's first just chat about how well did the video game Halo 3 for the Xbox 360 do on Tuesday?
Sure. So we our goal was to be the largest entertainment launch of the year. And on Tuesday in the U.S. alone, we did $170 million worth of Halo 3, which is just huge.
All right. So $170 million U.S. was generated in 24 hours in the U.S. alone for a video game.
Yeah.
Now, to put that into perspective, Spider-Man 3, another third game in a sequel, a third franchise, did in May of 07, 151 million, was it, in the weekend.
Correct.
So a video game, and granted, a video game costs more than a movie, but a video game sold more in 24 hours than the launch of Spider-Man 3, which broke a record for Hollywood.
Well, that's it, right? I mean, this is no longer just sort of a little video game. This is actually entertainment. I mean, this is big.
Yeah, big. $12 billion a year, big, and growing. And, you know, there's a lot of criticism about video games, but in a lot of the cases from people who don't really get it, and they don't respect the fact that it is an entertainment medium, just like movies and books and TV shows. So there aren't games that are there are games that are inappropriate for kids, just like there are inappropriate TV shows like The Sopranos for kids. But there are I think 84% of games are rated E or T. So either for E for everyone or T for teen. But some games are rated M for mature, like the copies of Halo 3 we're giving away today. And that's for players 17 or older. Just mainly because you're shooting aliens, primarily.
Well, yeah, exactly. Okay. I mean, there is violence. So
what we're going to do is everybody gets on the air with a comment or question about our theme, which is video games. You know, what console should you buy? What game are you looking forward to? What's your favorite game of all time? These are all great. Everyone, every other caller is going to win a game today. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255 on your cell phone. Let's start with Mackenzie in Scarborough.
Hi, Mark.
Hi there. Congratulations. You have an Xbox 360.
Yep.
So we are going to give you a copy of Blue Dragon for, do you have that one?
Nope.
I hear a little pause there. Okay, great. It's a great little action role-playing game. So thanks for hanging on there.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm wondering, I've been playing my Xbox 360 on, like, an older TV, not one of the new ones, and I was wondering, would it affect, like, the quality of the game so much that I should get, like, a new one, like an HD or LCD?
Wouldn't that be nice? Why don't you bundle, Ryan? Why doesn't Microsoft bundle a high-definition TV with the Xbox?
It's actually a brilliant strategy. I should think about that when we get back to the office. Yeah, the reality of the situation is by not playing the newest generation of consoles in a high-def TV, you are losing detail and some of the nuance and sort of all of the great stuff that the consoles can deliver. So while it's not a bad thing for your TV, you'll absolutely have a better gaming experience with a high-def TV.
Right. It's like watching the Lord of the Rings films on a small black-and-white television. You're just not getting the full experience.
Exactly.
Okay, but you can, and it's not going to damage your TV, Mackenzie. I'm going to put you on hold. You've got a copy of Blue Dragon. We got to take another short break. When we return, we're going to jam with the lines, give away lots of games, so stick with us. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft Hardware, including their award-winning line of wireless mice and keyboards and their LifeCam web cameras that let you chat with voice and video with friends and family around the world for free over the net. That's Microsoft Hardware. Hey, today we're getting our game on. We are chatting with Ryan Biden from Microsoft about the phenomenon known as Halo, giving away a bunch of games and taking your calls about what your favorite game is of all time or what are you most looking forward to. And or if you've got questions about, you know, which game system for you, you know the drill on Tech Talk. There are no dumb questions. It's a free-for-all within the video game space. Every other caller is going to win a copy of, you know what, I'm gonna lie a little bit. The next caller is also going to win a game. Every other caller is going to win. And we've got two copies of Halo 3 today. Little surprise from Ryan. And welcome back to the show, by the way, Ryan.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
We have two copies of Halo 3. We don't have that racing game I told you about earlier, so I'm sure you're not disappointed. All right. Let's jump right back to the lines, Ryan. We'll tackle some questions, and we will give away a copy of... Let's do it. Let's give away a copy of Halo 3 to Matt from Oshawa.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Matt. Congratulations, buddy.
Thanks, man.
All righty. So
my question basically is, right now I'm the proud owner of a TV that outputs at 1080p, and I'm having a little bit of trouble getting my 360 to output at 1080p. It outputs at 1080i. Is there an update I need to get, or do I need an HDMI port to properly output at 1080p?
Yeah, good question.
So, Matt, there's two things. One is that the best way to get to 1080p is to actually use a VGA cable.
Okay.
From your Xbox 360.
Okay.
And there is probably a dashboard update that you're missing that'll get you to the 1080p.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the VGA cable, that's not the one that came with it then?
No, it would have come with standard component high-def cables.
Okay, great. Right. I thought something was wrong with my 360 for a minute there.
And Ryan, don't you need an Xbox Elite with that HDMI out to get 1080p?
No, you can do it on any of them with the VGA cable. Or if you do have an Elite or any of the models that have the HDMI port, you can get it from that directly.
Okay, cool. Now, just to clarify, if you're listening to this going, what the heck is 1080p? So 1,080 lines of resolution is considered high definition. This is the, you know, the higher the number of lines of resolution on your television, the greater the detail. So if it's 720 or 1,080, then that's considered high definition. So more photorealistic, if you will, higher, looking visuals than a standard television, which is 480 lines. The P in the I, 1080i, 1080p, in a nutshell, P stands for progressive, which means all 1,080 lines of resolution are shown at the same time, rather than the slightly older method, which is called interlace, or I, which quickly alternates between the even and odd lines very quickly, I think 1/60th of a second. But, you know, it's still, to some, a noticeable difference when you go from 1080i to 1080p, because all those lines are shown simultaneously. So that's basically, in a nutshell, what 1080i and 1080p is. So I'm sorry to say our next caller is not going to win a video game, but we're going to, you know, keep giving away different Windows and 360 games throughout the hour. Let's go to JB in Thornhill. JB, thanks for hanging on there.
Hey, no worries. I'm pretty upset that I'm not winning that.
I'm sorry, bud.
I'm kind of hard for it. Okay.
Every week we give away great stuff on the show, so please tune back in.
I'm excited to be talking about a video game topic. It's awesome. I mean, I haven't been playing video games in a very long time. It's not because I don't love video games. I grew up as a gamer, and I think about them all the time, but, you know, any gamer would tell you that when you find your games, you're so engaged that it sort of consumes everything that you are in your whole life. Mm-hmm. So now that I started my own company, I haven't had a chance to play as much, but one game that used to just completely take over my whole life was StarCraft 2. And I started to have the shakes. I started to feel like I didn't want to be at the bar anymore. I should be at home. I got StarCraft getting back. Now, the story of this game where you have three different races, an alien race, and then a human race, and a sort of a cyborg race, and the storyline switches where you become each different race at different times, and you're all against each other. So you're torn between the storyline and what you for and what you mm-hmm. believe in. It's just it's games like this where you realize that video games are not just about like a mundane little storyline, like mm-hmm. you know, avoiding barrels for the donkeys throwing at you. Although those games are still fun. I mean, these games have storylines that are completely on par with what the movie industry today, and in my opinion, far exceeding it now. Yeah. And you're utilizing being able to have control of what the character does, and it's so engaging.
JB, I got to cut you off, but I can hear how excited you are when you talk about video games, and I'm with you, because not only, like you said, you get to control the protagonist, which you can't do in a linear story like in a movie where you're sitting and watching the action unfold on screen. In a video game, you are controlling it, and you're making decisions that can alter how the story plays out. Not to mention, a movie is typically 90 minutes. A good video game could be 20 hours, and that's just the single-player component. If it's a game like Halo 3, you could play online with your buddies over the internet, but imagine spending 20 hours with an interactive narrative, and that mm-hmm. is also another reason why I think people get so into games, and it's very personal. When a gamer's face lights up when they talk about games with their friends, because it's such an immersive experience. Thanks for the call, JB. That was a pretty, entertaining. Sean from Richmond Hill, you are the winner of you have an Xbox 360?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you've got a copy of Blue Dragon. Thanks for holding on there.
Oh, thank you very much.
Excellent. That's from Microsoft Game Studios. Do you have a question for Ryan from Microsoft?
Well, no, I have a question for you.
All right.
Okay, well, I'm thinking of getting a Wii, right?
All right.
That's if I can find one. And I guess that's just it. It's sold so well, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would have expected that there would have been, like, third-party developers jumping on board like crazy. And I want to know, like, when are we going to start seeing some more high-end or high-profile third-party games?
So, good, for the Wii? Very good question. So the Nintendo Wii is a very popular product. It's value-priced at $289 compared to, you know, up to $500 for the competition or more for the PlayStation 3. And, you know, it's very interactive in that sense that the game controller is more like a DVD remote, and it's got that motion sensing. I know you know about this, Sean, but I want to just clarify to everybody else. So there's a lot of appeal for the Nintendo game. But in my opinion, it's still very much for a younger demographic. I wouldn't call this motion sensing control a gimmick. I think it works well. I've enjoyed playing games like Zelda, but I think that it's still geared more towards a younger demographic. But I think Nintendo has done a better job this time around by working with other companies like EA and Activision and Sierra and THQ THQ to create games for it, high-profile games for the Wii, and not just make Nintendo games. It's something that Nintendo is still a little behind the ball in. A company like Microsoft, and I'm not just saying this because Ryan is beside me, but they tend to embrace third-party companies a little bit more than Nintendo, which has traditionally been pretty closed. They make their own games, and then they'll open it up a little bit. But I think they're doing a better job with the Wii. But if you're looking for a more mature experience, if you have teens in the home or adults, then I think they'll enjoy a 360 more than a Wii, which I think is more for, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds and maybe a little bit older than that. That's just my opinion for what it's worth. But a great website that compares the you know, all the hardware between the two and the games of all the three systems. You can actually go to GameSpot.com is, I think, a great site. My guest is Ryan Biden from Microsoft. We got to take a short break. When we return, going back to the lines, we're going to hear from Ryan about what's coming out for the 360 post Halo 3 and, of course, give away some great copies of games. We'll be right back. But right now, the time is 12:41. Time for the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center. You'll never guess the average age of a video game player today. What would you say? 12? Okay, maybe 20? How about 31? According to the Entertainment Software Association, the average age of a game player, and this is someone who plays on the computer, console, or a handheld device, is 31 years old, the average age. So it's no wonder that we're starting to see more mature games come out, such as Halo 3, the phenomenally successful third action game in the Halo series. And we're joined by Ryan Biden from Microsoft, who was all over, splashed all over the news last week in newspapers. And I quoted you as well for a Toronto Star article representing Microsoft for this game. You, Ryan, you're in charge of the gaming group at Microsoft. Fun gig. I'm sure your neighbors are envious that this guy makes his living playing video games and promoting them. So thanks for joining us today. We're going to give away a few more games to every other caller. We got a copy of Halo 2 for the Windows Vista system. We've got Flight Simulator X Deluxe Edition for Windows. Halo 3 for the Xbox 360 is going to the last caller. And if we have time, we'll also give away Zoo Tycoon 2 for the younger set. It's a suite of three games in one that lets you build and maintain a zoo. And it's a lot of fun. Great game, especially for younger players. To have your question or give a comment about video games today, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. Tell me, what's your favorite game of all time, or what game are you most looking forward to? Or if you're still undecided as to which video game console you should buy, give me a call. Let's talk with Uday from Brampton. Uday, you're on News Talk 1010 CFRB.
Hi, Mark. Great show.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
I'd like to ask your guest if the Halo 3 is going to come out for the PC.
All right, Halo 3 for the PC, Ryan?
Yeah, I mean, it's you got to cut us some slack, though. It just came out for the 360 this week, so I'm going to assume that, yes, at some point in the future, it will be on the PC. When exactly, I can't say.
Next year. I'm sure next year. You just can't say it. It won't come out that fast, but yeah, I would love to play it on the PC, but amazing game. All right. Oh, Uday, I just put you on hold because you've got a copy of Microsoft Flight Simulator X. This is an award-winning commercial flight simulator that has, you know, dozens of authentically recreated aircraft with thousands of airports to fly to and from, and lots of great little mini games and stuff. And it's rated E for everyone. I've put that aside for you, and Dwayne Bishop will talk to you about how to pick up that game. Let's go to Frank from Bradford. Frank, you're on News Talk 1010. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thank you. What's your favorite game, guys? Both of you.
Right.
Mine's Tetris. It's like the methadone of video games. What do you guys like?
All right, Ryan, let's start with you. What's your favorite video game of all time?
My favorite video game of all time is actually the original Prince of Persia.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect game.
Yeah.
That came out for the Windows. Was it Windows or Apple first? It was a Mac.
Windows, I think, wasn't it?
Was it early. It was Broderbund.
Yeah, it was.
1990, I think.
Yeah.
Do you know who the designer was, Ryan?
Mishner?
Yep.
David?
Jordan.
Wow.
Jordan.
Thank you.
Jordan Mechner, yeah.
Wow.
And it was one of the first smoothly animated games. It was that it was that side-scrolling adventure, Save the Princess.
Interesting control systems. It was great.
Yeah, yeah. Great game. And my favorite game of all time, this is Mark here, is the original Half-Life on the computer.
Great game.
Yeah, awesome game. What an amazing story. Very intense first-person shooter. And for the Xbox 360, a game bundle is coming out called Halo Half-Life 2 Orange Box that has Half-Life 2, Half-Life 2 Episode 1 and 2, and other games like Team Fortress 2 and a little game called Portal, which was like an experiment. Have you seen that, Ryan?
Yeah, that's going to be crazy.
Amazing. Yeah.
Perfect.
So if you haven't gotten your fix yet for first-person shooters from Halo 3, then you're going to love Orange Box, And that's from Valve Software. Thanks for the call, Frank. Sorry you didn't win a prize. We promised every other caller. We've cheated a bit by giving a couple in a row, but, you know, hey, we got to draw a line somewhere, or else we'd let everybody win. Let's go to Aman in Etobicoke. Aman, you're on News Talk 1010 with Ryan Biden from Microsoft.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to ask, today I was planning on either upgrading my Xbox 360 hard drive or getting a premium console. But then I'm thinking if I get the premium console, I might as well buy the PS3 instead, right? So I'm just wondering, what would you guys recommend I do? Because on my Xbox 360 premium, I'm all out of room.
All right, well, I know Ryan will probably suggest not to buy a PlayStation 3, but you know what? And I'm not saying this because Ryan's beside me. I, at this point, would not recommend buying a PlayStation 3 as well.
Yeah.
I think maybe in a year from now, the system will be great, but the truth of the matter is, and I don't think I stand alone on this, that there isn't that many games to sort of justify the purchase.
Yeah, not a great game selection.
And
I
used to be a huge PlayStation fan. In fact,
I love PlayStation.
I think
actually,
the PlayStation 2 is a great buy because it's 7 years old and it's, you know, 120 bucks. And it's got some great games. So I personally wouldn't recommend it right now, though that might upset, you know, serious Sony fans, but that's just my professional opinion for what it's worth. Maybe in a year from now, I'll sing a different tune. So I would get an Xbox with a bigger, you can buy a bigger hard drive, you know, you can swap out the hard drive for the Xbox.
Because I'm thinking, like, if I get the Xbox 360 Elite, then also I'm getting the high def cable too. So that's why,
right,
you know, with the HDMI cable, that's going to make my picture
there
better.
There you go.
So.
And then you can sell your original Xbox on eBay.
How old
are you, Aman?
Me, I'm 18.
Okay, I got a copy of Halo 2 for the Windows platform for you.
Okay,
it's rated M for mature, so I wanted to just make sure. Halo 2 for Windows on DVD. This is for Aman in Etobicoke. All right, you know, because I know he's still unsure about which, you know, where he's going. So I thought I'd give him a Windows game because everybody's got a computer, right? All right, it is 12:50. Time for one last break. When we return, we're going to give away a copy of Zoo Tycoon 2 to the next caller. I know, again, two in a row. Let's just say we're feeling a little generous today. And then the last caller is going to win a copy of Halo 3 for the Xbox 360. We're also going to hear from Ryan Biden for Microsoft. But what's coming up next for the Xbox 360? Stay with us. Whether you're a gamer or are driving with a couple in the back seat as you hear this, this is the show for you. Tech Talk today is all about the best of video games, and we're joined by Ryan Biden from Microsoft, who is basking in the success of the Halo 3 launch on Tuesday, generating $170 million in the U.S. alone in one day. Wow. So, Ryan, before we go back to the lines, give away a couple more games, a Windows game and an Xbox 360 game. What else is coming up for the Xbox 360? There's so much hype around Halo 3, but that's not the end of it.
No, I mean, there's great content coming out all the way between now and Christmas. So we've got PGR4, a great racing game coming out next
Project
week.
Project Gotham Racing 4, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be out next week. We've got Mass Effect, which is a role-playing game from the guys at BioWare out in Edmonton. So
yeah,
that's
going to
be huge.
I can't wait for that game.
Zenit is actually coming for the Xbox 360.
Right.
So with
based on the board game.
Based on the board game. It's got four big button controllers right in the box, so that's going to be a cool game for the whole family. And then Rock Band and Guitar Hero coming out end of October, middle of November kind of thing. Those are huge games.
Right. I love those games. I'm sure many of our viewers have heard them. You plug a guitar-shaped controller into the gaming system and jam along with some of Rock's most popular songs. And with Guitar Hero 3 and Rock Band, you can also play competitively and over the internet. And with Rock Band, there's also a drum kit and a microphone and a bass as well. It's the same guitar, bass and electric guitar. But you can actually have four players jamming in front of the TV and playing together. Great stuff. Or over the net.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's Rock Band. All right. Let's give away a copy of Zoo Tycoon 2 for Windows 2. Haben from Toronto. Haben, you're on News Talk 1010.
Yeah. Hi.
Congratulations. You've got Zoo Tycoon 2. It's actually three games in one. So congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your question or comment?
My question is, when I go to the store, sometimes I go to a few different stores.
Yep.
Sometimes I see a game for $60, and I go to other store, I see it for $30. How do I know what it's really worth?
So, Ryan, there are a lot of differences in prices for video games, not like a movie ticket, which is, I don't know, say $10 or $12. So what's the... Why the different prices in games?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. So normally when a game's new, I mean, it'll launch at a couple of different prices, usually around $70 or $60, depending on the product. And I mean, that's what it'll be for a fair bit of time. And then retailers obviously will price it differently as it sort of gets older and older. Mm-hmm. So I mean, basically, your best bet to know if it's worth it or not is going to be to check out the reviews and ask your friends.
Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, with handheld games, they also tend to be a bit cheaper as well, right, instead of the console games. Let's give away our last game, which is Halo 3 for the Xbox 360, worth $70, to Rhonda in Oakville. Hey, Rhonda, congratulations.
Great. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
I sure enjoy the Xbox. It's great. My question, which I think you just answered, is what's coming out for Christmas. There's always seems to be the hype that we line up there, try and network and find out the latest and hottest game. Is there anything coming out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think if from a family perspective, the big ones are going to be Guitar Hero, Rock Band. Those are going to be absolutely huge this holiday. Mm-hmm. Scenic's going to be big as well.
And there's also the downloadable games, right, Ryan? Like a Microsoft Live Arcade. If you're more into the classic old school games or puzzle diversions, you can also, for a couple of bucks, download these.
There's actually like 90 games available on Xbox Live Arcade right now. So,
wow.
And all sort of those retro classics, smaller games, puzzle games, word games, all of that kind of stuff.
Awesome. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us and for bringing the 7 games we gave away today. Christmas comes early. To our Tech Talk listeners, thank you again for joining us. You're
thanks
welcome back
me.
Anytime, and congrats on the success of Halo 3.
Well, thanks.
Awesome stuff, and thanks for everybody for calling in tonight. Great questions and comments. I love the question about, you know, your favorite video game of all time. Really great stuff. Next week on Tech Talk, we're chatting about GPS devices, what to look for in one, and this new real-time traffic info you can get on your GPS device. A big thank you to Dwayne Bishop, our tech op and screener. Great job today, buddy. He's an octopus in there, man. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft Hardware, including their award-winning line of wireless mice and keyboards and their LifeCam web cameras that let you chat with voice and video with friends and family around the world for free over the net. That's Microsoft Hardware. Stay tuned for the Christina Chernesky Show coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.